Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a be on the lookout today for 44-year-old Dwayne James Bowie Jr., who is wanted on numerous warrants. The warrants range from being in possession of ammunition to renting a room or space for unlawful sale of controlled substances. Anyone with information related to Bowie's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. 43-year-old Destry Gerard faces 3 years in state prison after he was found guilty of a felony charge and 4 misdemeanors in Humboldt County Court this afternoon. The incident occurred in March of 2015 when Gerard crashed his motorcycle into the south gate of the Sun Valley Bold Farm property in Arcata and was rendered unconscious. A security guard called law enforcement to the scene, and the CHP determined that he was under the influence of alcohol. Gerard became combative and injured one of the CHP officers but was ultimately detained and was booked into county jail for felony resistance, DUI, which was his third offense of that nature, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia and driving on a suspended license. Gerard will be sentenced by Judge Marilyn Miles on November 14th. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay rescued a boat that was carrying 5 people 14 miles off the coast near Crescent City on Sunday morning. The call for assistance came in initially on Saturday night, and the reporting party said that while they were all safe, their boat was overcome by the heavy weather. Due to the weather, the Coast Guard made the decision to let the storm subside until daylight, and they maintained communication with the 5 crew members until Sunday morning. A Coast Guard vessel was able to tow the boat to Crescent City, and no injuries were reported. The Crescent City Area Command of the California Highway Patrol arrested a man for driving under the influence after a major injury collision near Lake Earl Drive last week. Thursday night, 30-year-old Brandon Bertolini was headed south on Lake Earl Drive near the entrance to Pelican Bay State Prison when he allowed his Toyota to drift off the road and took out a signal light pole. Bertolini sustained major injuries in the crash, and he was flown to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. He was arrested for driving under the influence. The Eureka City Council will hold their council meeting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night, and amongst the agenda items that will be discussed are a number of ordinances. The City Council will discuss a potential butane sales ordinance, which would implement restrictions when it comes to purchasing butane, a main factor in the practice of making a honey oil hash lab. An amended shelter crisis declaration will also be up for discussion at the City Council meeting, as they mull whether to adopt an amended resolution with additional sites for inclusion at the foot of T Street, adjacent to the Samoa Bridge. The declaration would also prepare the sites to provide a temporary place to sleep from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. starting November 1st, and the approved sites would rotate on an as-needed basis indefinitely. An unsafe structures ordinance amendment will be discussed at the meeting as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The North Coast region was hit with 2 storms over the weekend that drenched communities in heavy rainfall, and the rainfall flooded streets in low-lying areas. In Delnor County, Crescent City accumulated over 3 inches of rainfall on Sunday, to go on top of the 4.6 inches of rain that accumulated on Thursday. Eureka has already broken the average rainfall total in an October month, with 5 inches of rainfall. Flooding was prominent in areas of Arcata, including on H Street near the plaza and on LK Wood. Light rainfall is forecasted to continue this evening. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office booked 60-year-old Curtis Hawkins into county jail on Saturday afternoon on charges of assault with a firearm, as well as criminal threats. Deputies spoke with a woman who reported that Hawkins made threats towards her at their home in the 32,000 block of North Harbor Drive in Fort Bragg, and that he pointed a gun towards her a few days prior. When deputies responded to the house, Hawkins made violent threats towards law enforcement. However, he was placed under arrest and booked into jail on various charges. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic violence call on Mendocino Pass Road in Covelo on Saturday morning. Deputies responded to the residents, and the reports of domestic violence were unfounded, but they contacted 42-year-old Angela Furia, who had 3 active warrants out in her name. She was subsequently arrested and booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.